Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. This particular episode is a deep soul revelation. And to be honest with you guys, I didn't plan on recording this because I'm literally in the midst of healing, shifting, and I'm trying to find the other word. You guys are catching me in a moment where I'm processing. I guess that's the other word, processing. This new feeling that I'm feeling. And it's a new feeling for me because I'm going to explain to you guys what I'm feeling. And it's a new feeling for me because I have never, I guess, allowed myself to feel a deep selfishness. And like, as I'm processing this and I'm talking it out to you guys, I can, from the space that I'm standing in right now, I can clearly see how diving into being selfish to oneself has levels of blockage. And this is the best way for me to describe it, because as I'm trying to, I am trying, but I'm also allowing myself to sink into this selfishness right now. And I can feel that it's another level of selfishness where I don't want to do anything for anybody right now. And I have felt this, but I've never felt it from a soul level. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is that I want to do for me. I want to, it is, and you guys, it's not, it's, I, and I'm saying I want, but that wanting is really a desire, and it's a burning desire for me. Like, for, I want it to be, or I'm desiring this phase I'm in right now to be about me. Not like me doing for other people. No, me doing for me. Like, doing things for me. Like, if I want to do something, I'm trying to give an example of, okay, you guys know that I offer services. You know, I have the Dr. Yano Kelly, which is the spiritual aspect of the work that I do. And then I have the business management group. That's all about taking business to the next level, working, doing business from a 5D mindset. But all of that I'm putting together, that I'm doing, is for you guys. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's like, I don't want to do anything for other people. And I feel like, you guys, like, I can't control this feeling. At the same time, like, I'm trying to explain it to you and it doesn't feel wrong, but I feel like that wrongness stems from what we have been taught. And so I'm also in observation. So I'm speaking from observation too, because it's like, wow, I didn't know that this was a phase of the journey to feel an in-depth selfishness. It's like, you know, I want to be loved on. Okay. So the best way for me to explain it is that everything that I've been doing for other people, that I've been doing for others, I now want to sit back and allow myself to be serviced. Yeah. And even just me saying that, I feel like I could hear and feel these beings cheering and being like, yes, fuck yes, yes, yes. Like, chill in that space. It's like I'm hearing, chill out, just chill in this space because you are deserving of this. It's like, y'all, I'm in this space of, I want it to be about me. Like, I want to sit right here in this space and just allow the universe to just pour on me, to love on me the way that I have been doing to others for a very long time. And I feel like too, y'all, this is catching me off guard because I kid you not, I have my business tablet open. I have my spiritual tablet of me being of service, like the doctor, the soul doctor, me being a soul doctor to you guys and, you know, sharing my knowledge and also assisting you guys and guiding you guys. And I have my tablet open and I've been spending the last few days like getting myself into action mode to put out and to give. And then it was like a switching bait. And today, yes, I have the energy to act, but it's a different, it's like act for me. So it's like, I'm feeling now, I got to put this to the side. And you guys know I'm writing a book and the book is not for me. It's for you guys. But I've been sitting here this morning, opening myself up to being okay with, no. I want to receive. I know that I have been putting in a lot of work. And I'm being very transparent with you guys right now. Wow, on another level. But it's like, no, I put in a lot of work over the years. And I deserve, I have this, it's like a whole nother level of deserving and feeling worthy of just sitting here and just receiving. And then you guys, I could feel like my thoughts and I can observe my thoughts. And my thoughts are like, are you serious? Do you really believe that this is possible? And then my inner self is like, hell yes. Hell yes. Anything is possible. Everything is possible to those who believe. And you guys, I kid you not, like this morning, me waking up, I like, even now as I'm talking to you guys, I just feel this burning desire, this passion for something new. Like when I say new, something that I've never experienced. And maybe this is why I'm experiencing, and this is why I'm like really sharing this with you guys, because I think I've been gradually feeling this energy of I'm ready for something completely new. Like when I say completely new, you guys, like something that I've never experienced before. And of course, I'm experiencing this in-depthness or this deeper level of selfishness. But I have this burning desire of just like all new things, even like physically doing something new, something different. But also in this newness, in this different, and I could feel that, no, I want it easy. I want it with ease and effortlessly. And I've never allowed myself to move in this space. I almost want to cry as I'm sharing whatever I got going on right now. It's like you guys, I'm like opening the door and letting you in to when I receive new revelation or deep revelation. And you guys just get to hear my thoughts. And I kind of like talking this out with you guys. But yeah, I'm just, y'all, everything new. Like even in my relationship with my husband, everything is great. But it's like, I don't want to experience the greatest. Like, I'm into this next level. I'm like into this, what's next? What is new in this elevated state? Like, I could feel the elevation. And I could feel my desire of, I want it all new. I want something new. I want to experience a new feeling with my boo. I want to experience new experience, like an elevated, something elevated that I haven't experienced yet, but great. Like whatever this is, it's, I want to experience another level or the next level of blissfulness. Yeah. And I pause for a second because I want to feel that. And I could feel like as I'm saying this, you guys, and as I'm stepping into this space, I could feel my body pushing out all old energy, old thoughts, old experiences. It's like, okay, so as I'm talking this out with y'all, I'm really starting to see how when the universe, when you could feel or you get messages that the universe wants to give you something new, I can see where we block ourselves because it's like, is there something new? Is there more? Is there greater? Is there better? Is there the best? Is there a next level to that? Let's just, and I'm speaking from a space of, you guys know that I'm in a good place in my life. I'm in a good space. I'm in a great space, to be honest with y'all. And it's like the universe saying it gets better. And it's like I'm saying, oh, I want that. Yes, I want that better. But then my mind is like, damn, how can it get better than this? It's like everything within me saying, oh, just watch. Oh, just be still. We need you to stay right here. We need you to stay right here with opening yourself to receiving something that you don't even know exists. And I'm like, my mind is, y'all, I have these thoughts like all the time. And to be able to share this with you guys is super cool because I kind of like, for those of you that's not, you haven't experienced what I'm allowing you to experience, like what I'm giving to you, what I'm sharing with you guys, I need you guys to know that there is so much more to your experience than meets the eye. And when I say so much more good, so much more greater, so much greatness to your experience. And for the most part, you guys hear me how I say that, you know, we always keep recycling the same shit over and over. We keep recycling the same experiences, but we have to let that go. We have to close that all out. We have to be like, okay, I'm good. I'm good with the things of the past. I'm good with all these experiences. And open yourself up to more, to greater, to the greatest thing that you can ever imagine for yourself or experience. And understand that, okay, because you're opening up yourself, it's going to come in. And you're going to have a full throttle, a full cycle experience of the greatest thing, the greatest people, the greatest you, the greatest experiences you can ever imagine. And then that cycle is going to close and then something even greater than that. So just think about it as a continuous elevation, you guys. And I'm all for it. I'm here and I'm all for it. And I'm really hoping that this particular episode, that something that I have said or that I am saying will open you up and allow you to let go of the old, of the past, of everything that you have experienced up until you started this podcast, this particular episode, and let everything go, like allowing yourself even to get off of here or even as you're listening. To just let it all go and be like, fuck yes, absolutely yes, hell yes, 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 yes. I want to experience the next level of greatness, of what is good. Some of y'all are still in the good and you're trying to be shifting to great. Okay? Ooh. And it's there, like I could feel it. But let me tell you what's required, because this selfishness, and I'm going to tie this all in. You got to get selfish, okay? I hear somebody asking, how do you do that? Well, I'm in the process to doing that. And what it feels like to me is just me just sitting here. I'm sitting out in nature in the sun. And I'm allowing myself. I noticed the first thing is it's okay. Like the first thing that I could feel is that it's okay to be selfish. It's okay for it to be all about me. It's not that I'm gonna live here forever. It's just in this moment. And I feel like too, you guys, is gonna extend out to something else. But in order for me to get to the next level, I have to get selfish. And this selfishness, it looks like an isolation for me. Because for me, like, I'm feeling like I don't want to be attached to anybody, to nobody, like to not my husband, to my friends, to my children, to all the things that I know. I don't want any attachment. Like, I could feel myself. It's like now I could feel me severing. Not the universe having to do it for me. It's like I'm severing, but I'm severing with the intent of I'm reconnecting. I'm going to reconnect with all these things. I'm going to reconnect. But when I reconnect, it'll be through my energy. Okay, you guys. So I think what I'm talking out is I'm talking out how I'm shifting my own reality. So I have to detach from everything. And then get in the new energy, which is within me. Get in a new mindset. Okay, you guys, so I'm seeing it. So the selfishness, it looks like, so it's coming across. It expresses itself as selfishness. But what's happening is you're going back within yourself. You're cutting yourself off from the physical things. Okay, I can feel that. I'm breathing as I'm talking so I can feel everything that I'm saying. Okay, so I'm severing. So this is the master level where I'm the one that's doing it all. So I'm severing myself from it. It's like I know what I need to do. And although I know what I need to do, because it's unfamiliar to me, I see how I'm slowing down so I can understand it to make sure that it's properly, that it's properly understood. So understanding it is just observing it, because I can feel this is a different type of energy. And the feeling that I'm feeling is something that's unfamiliar. And so just, it's almost like I could feel my body slowing down to receive it. And as I receive it, I can feel it pushing out old energy. And like, I'm feeling it through tingles in my body. Like I could feel the tingles. And I can also kind of feel some resistance. It's like a pushback. But the pushback is from the pattern. So I get that, because I understand that when you're overriding patterns, or when you're creating a new pattern, your old pattern is going to push back. And the old pattern is going to be like a feeling. It's going to be a thought. From a physical perspective, it could be old people, you know, coming back to do the same thing over and over and over again. But it's like, in order to get new experiences, in order to create a new reality, you have to go within yourself and you have to let go from within. Okay, so I can feel that, like, even breath work, just inhale, exhale. I can feel my body letting go through the inhale and the exhale. I can feel as the inhale, it's like I'm pulling all the old, like I'm rooting out. I can feel it's like a suction. So as I breathe in, it's sucking. It's pulling out the roots of the old. So inhale. So inhale is just sucking in everything that you want to clear out. And then when you exhale, that's you releasing it. Okay, so now it's like I can see the breath work for what it really is. Inhale, sucking up. It's like a vacuum cleaner, sucking up everything. All of the old experiences, old people, old ways, everybody, anything that's in old energy that's not compatible to what I know now and my new beliefs and where I want to be and where I see myself and where I feel myself. So I'm sucking all that up through inhaling, sucking it up, exhale, and let it all go. Let it clear out. And make way. So now I'm making space for all new things. New energy that will give, bring me. Because the new energy is what brings in the new experience. New thoughts. New feelings. A new way of feeling. And the feeling, you guys, is going to be more. It's going to be deeper. You can feel the in-depthness. You can feel even within yourself that these feelings, like you could feel it coming from your soul. Like for me, everything that I could feel is coming from my soul. And that would make sense because you live through your soul. That's how you enjoy life. You enjoy life through your soul. Ooh, okay. Okay. Yes, I like this, y'all. This is new. And I'm so glad that I was guided to pick up my phone and to share this with you guys. So I'm going to sit in this. And I hope you guys, as you're listening to it, and this is timeless, so whenever you listen to it, just know it's perfect timing for you. I'll see you guys on the other side. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch my own self pull in my own new reality. This is the master level. Okay. I can feel this. I'm excited, you guys. I'll keep you guys posted on this because this is going to be really interesting. So I'm fixing to get back into my space of total selfishness. And I'll see you guys in another episode. Have a great day.